The outlet that openly refused to report on the Hunter Biden laptop in 2020 is once again running interference for the administrative state. Clearly, the powers that be are big mad at the Gateway Pundit for exposing the Eric voter roll system and had the stenographers at NPR, keep in mind funded with your taxpayer dollars no less, put out this hit piece. While the piece is riddled with many falsehoods, NPR has actually given the Gateway Pundit a major shout-out in crediting the outlet with initiating a movement across the country of states withdrawing from the ERIC system. The Gateway Pundit ran a four-part series earlier in the year featuring in-depth reporting on the origins of the ERIC system and the security concerns associated with this left-aligned technology founded by fired DOJ attorney and Democrat activist David Becker. NPR also included this handy graph to show exactly how influential the Gateway Pundit's reporting is in the fight to end ERIC. NPR praises the system throughout the article while portraying it as nonpartisan. Now, in response, the Gateway Pundit released this never-before-seen footage of Becker and colleagues explaining exactly which voters their system sought to turn out.
Voter rolls nationwide are disproportionately white, disproportionately wealthy, and disproportionately old. That is true across all states, and it's something that many have noted and been concerned about. Thus, the people who are unregistered are disproportionately the opposite. They are disproportionately people of color, they're disproportionately young, and they're disproportionately economically disadvantaged. Anything that reaches out to that 25% who's not eligible is going to lessen the disproportion that currently exists.
In other words, even if every other aspect of the technology remained on the up and up, which it didn't, the original intent was always to target and turn out more of the blue vote. That's partisan, and doing so by relying on a number of data sources calling into question obvious privacy concerns, which they said, hey, we just won't tell them about it. Meaning you, the voter. Listen.
One thing we learn in the groups is there's not productive to go through what the 10 exact lists are and where they come from. The more you get into that, the more people start asking questions, the more they worry about privacy, and it's not productive. But if you say, look, this is not breakthrough, they already exist, and it's already being done, and we're trying to capitalize and take advantage of it, it works.
And with that, let's bring in the diabolical mastermind himself. You know, according to NPR, that is. That's not what we think of him. Mr. Jim Hoff, the Gateway Pundit founder and editor. I mean, honestly, Jim, through my lens, I looked at it and I thought this was a glowing endorsement of the Gateway Pundit and yourself.
Well, it took six writers and 6,000 words for them to smear us and smear our reporting on the ERIC system and smear all the secretaries of state who have supported what we found, and they've dumped the ERIC system. We're very pleased to report, Emerald, that of the 32 states that used the ERIC system before 2022, nine of them now have stepped away. So a third of the states now have stepped away from this ERIC system. And as you reported earlier with that graph, it all started when we started our series of articles in January of 2022 on the ERIC system, where we systematically exposed what this really is.
And tell us a little bit more about the footage that you released, I believe it was yesterday, that we just showed. Now, from what I understand, that was from a meeting with California lawmakers over a decade ago, getting the state to implement the ERIC system. And actually, or those officials brought up some very pertinent questions about vulnerabilities with the system then.
Yeah, it's stunning, isn't it? So the system was too radical even for California back in 2011. So they decided not to join ERIC as a founding member. Since that time, ERIC, of course, has grown to 32 states. Like I said, nine states now, including Texas, Florida, Ohio, very large states, and Virginia have withdrawn from the system. This footage that we found has never been reported on before. It's from 2011, as you said. It's from some public meetings. It was on some obscure channel. We were able to download the entire series. This afternoon, we're going to release two more videos, actually the full video of the two different sessions where they concentrated on Eric, a morning session and an afternoon session back from 2011, when they were trying to sell this to California legislators.
I wanted to ask you something. That there's lots of inaccuracies in the NPR reporting, but one of the things they tried to say was that that Eric had no ties to George Soros or Open Society, his foundation, in funding-wise. Is that true?
No, that is not true. In fact, what's interesting, Emerald, is if you read this article by NPR, they don't refute our reporting at all, except for that point. But they can't, because it's really rock solid. And so they come out with this line that George Soros had nothing to do with Eric, and that's completely false. When it was launched back several years ago, it was Soros seed money that funded it through the Pew Society, one of their branches. And but it was definitely Soros money. Judicial Watch since then have come out and said that there's actually more, I think, donations from Soros, but they verified what we reported. Definitely Soros was involved in launching this this platform. They may not be currently donating or any of their entities, but they definitely did when the Eric system was launched, there was Soros money involved.
There was another part of the article that sort of surprised me, Jim. It involves an interview and quote from J. Christian Adams, who is someone that's, you know, well-respected within the, I would say, election integrity movement. And he sort of sounded like he backtracked, but, you know, I don't know for sure, because sometimes things are written in a way, you know, that people didn't mean them. He's been critical of the Eric system. He said in this quote that my view is that it's better to be in Eric than not in Eric. He said it's absolutely impossible to do cross-state checking to see who's voting twice in federal elections. The citizens on the right have, after 2020, gotten highly engaged in election administration. They're not going away. They're not always doing harm either. It wasn't long ago that everybody on each side of the political spectrum was a fan of transparency, a fan of citizens being allowed to know what their government was doing. And that's what these individuals view themselves as doing, trying to get to the bottom of what Eric is up to. So J. Christian Adams sounds like here he's saying that he wasn't necessarily for getting rid of Eric, that there's no other alternative, but there is, right? Like Kansas's cross-check system.
Absolutely. It's interesting because in our first article in that series that we wrote back in January of 2022, Emerald, the first article we quote J. Christian Adams from one of his speeches about Eric, and he was not a supporter at that time. And so we used his quotes. Now, since then, he's I think you're going to have to speak with him, but I think he's backtracked and he's really been supportive recently. There's been a couple of articles where with headlining what he's saying about the Eric system. He thinks it's a bad move to move away from it. But I'll have to ask your viewers, Emerald. It's a system that's supposed to maintain the voter rolls in these different states. One example is Wisconsin. And since the Eric system has been implemented, Wisconsin has, as you may know, 7 million people on their voter rolls, and they have only 4 million eligible voters. So this is what the Eric system is doing. It was sold to these states as it was going to clean up the voter rolls. It was going to prevent double voting. It was going to prevent dead people from voting or people who had moved from voting from different locations. And we're not seeing that. We're seeing that, yeah. like we saw in that video that you just played, the true intention is for them to sign up more people. That's where their energy is. To sign up more minorities for the blue states and for the swing states. And what's interesting is now they're panicking since we reported this, and they're coming after us with loaded barrels because obviously we struck a nerve, and this is very important to them. One other point I'd like to make, Emerald, and that is that in the 2020 election, this founder of the Eric system, David Becker, who you just showed in the video, he was actually fired from the DOJ back in around 2005. And what does he do next? He starts this voter integrity operation. He was there's stories written about Becker when he was let go, but it's pretty difficult to get let go from the DOJ. And we found in 2020 that his new group, which is being funded by Zuckerbucks, was tapping into the information from Eric. And we don't know exactly what that entailed, but it's very interesting that he's turned his attention to working with these organizations that were created with Zuckerbucks funding. And he's still using the Eric system for some reason during the elections. So what's going on there? I think that needs to be exposed.
Yeah, I'm sure you all will dig even deeper into it. And we did feature your reporting, all four parts of the series on the show. But for our viewers, if you haven't read it yet, it is extremely in-depth, extremely detailed. I understand why they're panicking, and NPR did not refute it. So you can head over to thegatewaypundit.com and find that four-part series. And I recommend that you do, because it's some of the most detailed work I've seen. Thank you so much, Jim Hoft. It's great to see you, and great work.
Thanks so much, Emerald. Good to be with you.